I know I'm a couple days late. Sorry about that, but life is really hectic for me. But I'm sure that you'll think it's worth the wait, eh? At least that's the hope. Anyway, I'm gonna start off not with reviewing the show straight away, but by, well, apologizing for something that I said last week. Whenever I read over what, oh god, what's Aaron's, Austin's work in regards to Danielson and Huller, I said it looked like, you know, he hadn't put in much effort at all. I wasn't taking into account just how new to the game he is. So, I'd like to offer my apologies. I didn't mean to make you feel bad if I did. I'm hoping that I didn't. Not only that, but a more important note, if only due to the fact that, well, without Chain, there is no VWA, for him to show up again and bust his ass, you know, just do whatever it is he has to do to get the show up on time, despite the fact the man was diagnosed with pneumonia. Pneumonia! That shit'll knock you on your ass for months! Believe me, I know, I've gone through it as a kid. And he went, you know, he just went right through it, and he's all out and better, and hopefully he'll stay that way. I mean, well, I can't really hold anything against him for everything that he's gone through, and even if I could, I wouldn't, because he's done an exemplary job of showing us just what dedication is. And that's not really, you know, trying to sew anyone else short or anything, but that's the best example I can find for dedication. Alright, that being said, now we get to Rapture. Of course, it figures that one snake and another snake would get along just fine, and I wouldn't be surprised if Jude and Sans ended up doing everything they could to further put the fork in Jamie. Not that, you know, Mike Omen and, you know, Jamie Lockhart. I mean, admittedly, Mike Omen may not be as fearsome as he was in his heyday, in his heel day, but he's still pretty goddamn talented, especially when he's pushed to the point that you start seeing those heelish tendencies start to come back. They're balanced now, controlled, but that doesn't mean a thing. He's still going to kick the crap out of you, excuse me. Anyway, Danielson versus Southgate. Admittedly, I just glanced over it because, well, I'm, again, hectic time of my life right now. But to see Danielson come away with his win really kind of makes me, you know, that was part of the reason why I felt an apology was necessary, you know? Because I compared work in between then and now, and I also, you know, admittedly, you know, took a bit of a lashing from Shane, albeit indirectly. And by a bit of a lashing, I mean, you know, one sentence that wasn't all that harsh at all. You can tell I'm kind of frazzled right now, can't you? Anyway, what follows is a Brennan Knight segment. And is it just me or is he the new Kennels? When it comes to the long segments that go on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And I'm not saying it's not well written because it is. But it's one of those things where it's like, dude, if you were to read that all aloud at a slow, normal pace that most people would speak at for TV, that's like, I don't know, a couple minutes? Okay, maybe it's not that bad. But it's still just, maybe it's just because I never really could get my character's monologue like that. Not unless something happened, like, say, let's see. Can I really think of anything? Oh! Whenever Allison faced September for the second time one-on-one. That got me going. Anyway. Jason Taylor and Hector Venegas. You know, when it comes to what they're talking about, that's really what bored me. Because I'll be perfectly honest with you, I don't care if Odin Knight suddenly magically was able to control ice along with fire, or he was addicted to something else that had nothing to do with his injury. Yeah, because, you know, a dislocated shoulder is such a horrible thing. Do you know how they fix that in emergency rooms? They yank your arm and it snaps back into place. Done. Simple. It hurts like a bitch for all of 5 minutes, and then you're done. And even if it didn't do that, you wouldn't be taking OxyContin for it. You'd be taking a muscle relaxant. But then again, what do I know, you know? I've only, you know, went through 2 years of reconstructive knee surgery and reconstructive knee treatment. Go figure. Anyway, back to that. You know, it's just a matter of, when it comes to Taylor especially, Taylor could entertain me even with the shitty subject matter. Admittedly, I do kind of want to see Vinny gets replaced with Rose. I'm not saying that because I'm booked against Rose this week or any of that other shit. No, it's because I enjoy their work more. Heck, you know, Venegas and Taylor don't really have much chemistry, much of a bond, in my opinion. Not compared to how Taylor and Bill Rose get going. That's some entertaining shit. Anyway, what follows is my match. And I understand that, that Flip wasn't feeling all that well himself. Seems to be the trend around here. A lot of people getting sick. And, you know, I'd feel a little more merciful about it, I guess? But it kinda seems like he's already giving up on the character. Which is a shame, because, you know, if he can take Shirley and make her different than Brennan Knight, then surely be a major threat. But since so far, it just seems like someone took Brennan Knight, gave him a brush job, and chopped his cock off. Not much of a difference. Anyway, it's nice to see JR picking up another win. I won't lie, I'm getting closer and closer to getting her back to having a 50-50. That's my goal right now, is to get her back to a 50-50%. If I can get her to 50%, then that means that, you know, I'm no longer in the red when it comes to my winning percentage. And admittedly, I loved the trash talking and how it was very, 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 very brutal. I have to thank Shane for all of his help in coming up with this new angle, even if it was just a 5-10 minute conversation, maybe. You see, that's something else I don't quite understand. And I'm going to be doing a lot of tangenting, I understand. I'm tired. And again, long week. But, you know, I understand that there's been people that have left because he was, you know, the man knows what he's doing. Listen to him, for fuck's sake. I mean, you know, if anyone's going to know what a Fed is looking for in regards to its talent, in regards to what, you know, would work or not work, it'd be the guy that runs it, okay? He's not doing it to hurt you, he's not doing it to hurt your feelings, he's doing it to help. And considering the fact this is coming from someone that loses about as gracefully as a drunken monkey on nitrous oxide, that's saying something. Anyway, I suddenly regret calling Brennan Knight's monologue long, because Hush matches him pretty well word for word. I honestly do think that Hushy is coming back to up to where he was. I mean, you know, there are some times where I kind of look at Brennan's promos and I go, but Hush, I've always understood. Hush, I've always liked. If you think about it, Hush is one of the few characters that I, you know, that I saw, that I read whenever I was starting out. I remember being afraid of the man, just because of how much he wrote. So, yeah, I can definitely see that he's going to be getting back up on the horse at some point. It's going to be sooner rather than later. Anyway, what follows is a squash match. Whoop-de-doo. Horribly, horribly interesting, and honestly, the match is a little too long. But then again, I'm accustomed to squashes from a certain hellhole that shall not remain named, because quite frankly, I don't have enough mouthwash to get the taste out of my mouth. Anyway, it's good to see a monologue that's not pissed off, it's not insulting, it's not any of this shit. It's just, it's a face character being a face. And I do like the little ending bit there about how it's only going to keep getting better. Oh yeah. I noticed the hidden song title in there. Clever. Anyway, what follows is something that I admittedly think is pretty stupid. I'm not going to lie. For Paige to be hiding behind this massive man, it makes sense in kayfabe. But it kind of makes me wonder just what she's going to do from here. Because let's be perfectly honest here. You know, Paige talks smack. Her getting her nose broken and losing her title should have just been the beginning of her karmic payback. And now she's hiding behind this massive bastard. And Chastain copping an attitude is in character, sadly. I, again, don't understand why she can... I don't know. It just seems like she's more heel in the shows than she is in her own promos. Probably because, to be perfectly blunt, I don't think Jay knows what the fuck she's doing when it comes to heels. I really don't. I'm not saying that as someone that has lost to her. I've only lost to her once. I'm not saying that as someone that, you know, doesn't like her as a person, because I don't. I'm saying that as someone that has read heels. Like, real heels. Heels like Mike Omen in his heel days. Heels like Shane Lawson in his heel days. Heel like Bryant motherfucking McCoy before Derek fucked off. Heels like Relento. Heel before he turned face. Heels like Black. Heels like Omega. Heels like all the other heels that I've read that have been absolutely bloody brilliant. And then she just comes along, oh, if I have an ego, that makes me heel enough. No. No, 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 no. But what do I know, right? Whatever. Anyway, what follows is a tag match. I'm not surprised at the outcome of, in the very least, although I do admit that I have been waiting, absolutely waiting, for someone to do that here. Remember that face mask that Trish Stratus had to wear? I have been waiting for one of the heels to get strapped to one of those things for a long time, and it cracked me up to see that it happened to Paige. On second thought, maybe this entire, you know, karmic backlash thing has continued. Although, at this point, I kind of sort of hope that JR gets her hands on Paige, because that entire metal mask thing, it can get smashed down against the broken nose, and I think someone really needs to take advantage of that. Instead of Paige getting tagged in at the very end, and just gets planted immediately. I think that she needs to be put in a one-on-one match where someone can eat her alive. Preferably Jira. Please! I want to have my part in making sure her nose is permanently to the left 3 inches. Anyway, going on and on and on about she was in no condition to wrestle, blah 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 blah. Of course, Leopard's on, you know, the side of the heels. Although, as of late, again, I am still kind of tickled that, you know, he's actually kind of latched on to what I've been trying to get across with Natalie, you know, the entire innocence purity. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm rambling again. This is what happens whenever I do one of these things when I'm tired. Anyway. Again, hiding behind Mr. King. And quite frankly, I think it'd be hilarious to see someone get past Mr. King, circumvent him. Fuck with Paige just a little bit, and then leave. Get away. Clean. But the only thing is, I don't really know anyone that'd be able to do that. It's still a thought. Anyway, McLeod. I have to say, McLeod definitely shows why he reached the king of the long-ass monologues. And, you know, it really is a shame the Paragons of Wrestling didn't work out as a group. But to be perfectly honest, I kind of saw it coming from a mile away. Nick's a flake, and Alex can't make up his goddamn mind. Admittedly, I think that it'd be kind of neat for McLeod to, you know, maybe link up with someone else as a tag team. But he's also a singles champion, so I don't really see that happening. It's just a thought. Anyway, Hush versus Knight is what's up next, and admittedly, I'm surprised. I thought that Hushy had this one. But then again, I don't really, you know, it's just not, again, it's not that Flip's a bad writer. I think he's a brilliant writer. But just how things jump around for me, it's a little jarring for me. But anyway, that's just me. Next is the Kaji segment, which, quite frankly, I didn't read over in the show thread because I read it after Jake wrote it. You see, I you know, I don't really tell him, you know, change things, not change things. I just go through and make sure that, you know, he didn't miss any misspellings. And since I'm OCD, I'm great at telling when there's something wrong with code. Something that PWO took full advantage of, and don't get to take advantage of any longer. Anyhow, Connor McLeod, again, Shane no-showed, but Shane was sick as hell. If you're sick as hell from when the card goes up to when the deadline passes, I think that's a valid excuse. And that's exactly what I think. Not even so much an excuse, it's a valid reason. I mean, you know, just, it speaks to how dedicated the man is. He was too sick to show up. But he managed to get himself together to the point where he made sure the show was up on time for everybody to read. Come on, you can't argue that. And then there's a Blood Rain segment. Long and grumbly and blah, 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 blah. Era of violence, yada, yada, yada. Not there's anything wrong with what he's saying. At this point in time, just the color red's starting to run together for me. Sorry. And then holy Batman wall of yellow text to the face! And it's kind of funny that, you know, how long he talks and how much he talks, because ordinarily, Sans is the one to, you know, boost and to brag and to do everything else he can after the match ends to kind of rub it in his opponent's faces. When it comes to Blood Rain, motherfucker didn't get a chance. If I had to bet on who wrote this match, I'd have to say it was Rich. Because what happens at the end is absolutely sick. Overkill. It's been a long-ass time since someone has been counted out for that reason. I'm not talking about, you know, oh yeah, they're fighting on the outside and both of them got counted out, or one's in the ring just a moment, nick of time. No! Blood Rain threw motherfucker out of the ring, and he laid there. Absolutely motherfucking broken. If this isn't a sign that Blood Rain's moving up the card, I don't know what is. Anyway, what follows is a Lawson segment, you know, Lawson Farson, that it kind of no-sells the same one that Jake put in. I don't know. I mean, you know, that's just my opinion on it. Although I will say this much. I do know when it comes to what came at the end of the show, by the way. I know what Jake's decision is. I sure do. It's not surprising that I know, because we talked about it for, considering everything else that happened this weekend, it wasn't that long. But, you know, just long enough to make sure that, you know, he was comfortable with the decision that he made. I'm just gonna put it that way. Oh, and, yeah. I will say this much. There's probably going to be a few people that call him stupid. Anyway, the main event was non-existent. But that's, again, because of Shane's condition. And I know that when it gets put in there, it's going to be as great as everything else that Shane has written. And then, at the end, we have the segment where it's, so what if the entire Shawn Michaels JBL stint ended 6-7 months ago? We're going to do it again! Except this time, I get the feeling it's actually going to be done right. None of it's, oh, because of the economy, and you're going to help me, and you're going to make sure that I walk out as champion, and you're going to help me cheat. No! No! Instead, it actually took something plausible. Plausible! Instead of, you know, ridiculous and retarded. It took something plausible, and then it... I can just imagine where it's going to go from here. Anyway, I have reached the end of the show. I am clearly rambling more than usual. And if you don't like it, tough shit. Anyway, again, I want to thank the Brain Event Mafia for all the hard work they do, because it's quite a bit. And yeah, here's hoping that chaos is just as good as everything else. I highly doubt that it won't be, but it's always nice to look forward to something. And that's definitely something that BWA, you know, delivers on.